This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Gillian Coldsnow. A new way to fund Colorado schools is now before state lawmakers. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine has more.
Colorado hasn't changed the way it funds schools in 30 years. House Speaker Julie McCluskey introduced a plan that would funnel more money into students living in poverty, English language learners, and special education students.
I do not want to see us wait another day to address the equity that is lacking in our current approach.
The plan would cost about $500 million over 6 years. Some school districts say they want to wait for potential changes to property taxes and how that will affect future funding. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Englewood police and federal officials continue to look for an antique painting stolen out of a storage unit. CPR's Allison Sherry has more.
The painting dates from the 1800s and is of the first president, George Washington. It is in a gold frame and apparently had some value, though officials won't say how much, nor will they say who painted it. The owner had it stowed in a storage unit in Englewood, and the security there noticed on a routine walkthrough that a padlock had been broken. They told the owner, who came down to see and noticed that the painting was gone. The FBI is helping with the case because they run a national stolen art database that auction houses, galleries, and private owners use. The painting went missing 3 months ago. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Gillian Coldsnow. You're listening to Weekend Edition.